Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh and me, Sujit Nair. You know, in the last couple of days, the rupee price went up, Akhilesh. Okay, it touched 70 rupees, almost 69
to a dollar.
To a dollar. And our opposition, our so efficient opposition, they came out with this huge slogan that the way rupee is falling, so will the government. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is the solution that the opposition came up with.
For a falling rupee.
This is the argument that the opposition came out with. This is the protest that the opposition came out with. They said, the way we have the rupee falling, the government will fall likewise. So, you know, none of the, you know, we had demonetization, we had GST, we had a lot of issues, we have NPAs, we had a lot of issues. But the thing is, which we, I think we spoke about it a lot and we had a lot of our programs dedicated to that. But, you know, the irony is, in all these aspects, not once did the opposition make a sensible contribution. They didn't even make a sensible protest. Forget about sensible contribution in terms to figure out or give a solution to what could be an alternative solution, or rather give an alternative solution to the problem.
I think, Sujit, I completely agree with what you're saying, because if you watch the NDA tenure, Mr. Modi, hardworking man in my opinion, but he's not without his fault. They could be unintentional, but faults have been there and they've been glaring. Like, for example, take the most memorable milestone of faults was demonetization. He took a decision, executed it. The Congress did not come up with any accurate, credible, even criticism of it. They would only talk about it in, you know, political terms, so saying it's horrible, it's useless or whatever they would say.
No, Akhilesh, I'm sorry. They didn't even talk about it in political terms. They had a couple of jokes to crack about it and that's about it.
So, from a common man's perspective, neither did an opposition party, the main opposition party, even though their numbers are highly depleted, neither did they make any credible contra to the government stand or point, neither did they even help the public itself in realizing, with a very credible analysis, how bad the turn of events could, you know, pan out to be, and neither did they were they able to put up such a convincing argument for the government to be on its back foot. So the government never got on its back foot. So this was like one major incident impacting the lives of the country, and the Congress came up with a, you know, response which was unintelligible, not specific, not even genuine if you ask me, and it contributed nothing to the strategic policy making of the country, which I think an opposition is supposed to be doing.
I think so too. While we have not seen that for the last 4 years, so now I have forgotten the role. Actually, I have actually forgotten what is opposition supposed to do, because, you know, nothing has been happening for the last 4 years. But that said, you know, while I may differ to you on the intentions of Mr. Modi to declare demonetization in India, that's a different issue. But the point is, you know, what was Rahul's response to that? Rahul said, you know, maine Manmohan ji ko phone kiya tha, Manmohan ji bhi quiet the, main bhi quiet tha, main surprised tha. I mean, these are the kind of response that the so-called opposition leader and now president of the opposition, the largest opposition party, responding, saying, main silent tha, Manmohan ji silent the. You know, Akhilesh, Dr. Manmohan Singh is an intelligent man. Okay, the world revers him as an economist. Mr. Chidambaram is an intelligent man. A lot of people rever him as an economist. Why are they do you think they have no options? They don't have an alternative solution?
If the world respects them, as you contend, I don't really, I have a difference of opinion there. But if the world respects them, as you contend, then let them play the role for which they are respected. Let them be intellectuals.
Which is what I'm saying.
So if there is a government policy that they don't agree with, let there be a counter policy to educate us, normal public, that where has the government really gone wrong
Which is my question. My question is, why would a person like Dr. Manmohan Singh not have a solution to the problem?
I think the reason they don't have a solution is they don't think of it from that perspective. They want to oppose for the sake of opposition, or they want to probably rush to the press podium without even having given it a thought, or even having seen the fine lettering in what they are trying to be, criticizing and drawing blood against it. So they just go and make a statement which doesn't make sense at all.
Possibly, if there was a strong opposition against demonetization, GST would have been handled better. You agree?
GST would have been handled better. Even prior to GST, for example, in the last 1 or 2 years, taxation has been a lot on the coercive model. Okay. A lot of small traders, a lot of small entrepreneurs who have got no voice, they were tormented and troubled for taxation claims put up by the government. Why doesn't an organization like the Congress realize this? And why was it not a platform for giving a voice to these kind of tormented entrepreneurs and taking it up with the government? Why don't they realize that they have a role to play there also? So apart from giving a credible response, how about also making a credible platform to take up situations to put up to the government, which is not listening? So again, they were a cropper there completely. And then minimum support price. What was their response? It was just one of those, this was a historical blunder. That is not the kind of response we would expect from the likes of a Congress.
See, right from the day go, right from our independence, 1947, even with small opposition, there was still a very credible opposition. Whether it is the Congress government then, whether it was Indira Gandhi government, whether it was Janata Party, whether it was Atal Bihari Vajpayee's government,
Rajiv Gandhi with his huge majority,
there's a voice of opposition. But somewhere down the line, I think now that voice of opposition is over.
Yeah, if you just see the immediate tenure of the UPA too, I think there was a very strong opposition.
Yeah, is exactly why UPA government was upstaged and Modi came in.
So, in the UPA 2 tenure, bringing out those huge corruption cases, of course, the parliament was brought to a standstill at times for very partisan reasons. But there was a huge check on the government by the opposition. And it also educated us, the public, in a very credible way. It didn't happen this time.
It brought about the concept of corruption and the way it has percolated into Indian administration very clearly during the UPA 2 time. So, yeah, absolutely. And that is exactly why Congress was decimated the way it was.
Yes.
But then, unfortunately, this time around, we don't see it happening.
Yes. I don't think at the moment the opposition is playing any credible role. It's a loss to the nation.
I think we have the poorest opposition that India has seen.
I think we have an intellectually bankrupt opposition. I think we have an opposition which thinks its only job is to, say no to wherever the government says yes, and to say a yes where the government says no without even thinking, whether there's a rationale or a proper reasoning behind that kind of a response.
Tell me, Akhilesh, would this mean that the question directly falls at the doorstep of Mr. Rahul Gandhi? Because ultimately, the opposition is as good as the leader of opposition is. Now, the leader of opposition is not Rahul Gandhi. I understand that. But the point that I'm trying to make is, end of the day, he's the man who is the only person who's as popular or almost close to popularity as Modi is. So, obviously, the country sees him as an opposition leader, perceived opposition leader.
He also claims he'll be the prime minister if he's offered.
I'm sure he does. But the point is, somewhere down the line, I think that's where the flaw is. I think that's where the flaw is, because I guess he is not able to perceive things the way it should be perceived. But he is the person who I think the rest of the opposition is looking up to take things to its logical conclusion. He is not able to do that. The fact is, there is nobody else who is sitting who fits into that shoes. Because I refuse to believe that India doesn't have talent. I refuse to believe that India doesn't have intelligence. I'm sure there are people who can stand out there and combat the government and tell the government that they suck when they do. But the fact remains that I think currently the avatar in Rahul Gandhi, who's taking the avatar of a perceived opposition leader, he's not able to do it, and that's the problem.
I think, if you take it a little further, they have now proliferated this culture wherein if I'm in the opposition, I'll only oppose. I will not come up with any intelligent, credible answer. You have things like the budget. extremely important, you know, even for the country to discuss. Do they ever come up with something to stop the government from doing something which is wrong? Or at least make us public feel that this is a blunder and let there be some kind of a movement or opposition to it? Because they have never themselves studied the budget document that is given to them. So they don't come up with any such answers. And they probably also have not let any think tank come in their organization which gives them this feedback. I would understand. A politician of the street would probably never have the time to read the fine print of a document. But then shouldn't you have a back office telling you?
You know, Akhilesh, I'll tell you one thing. In the history of media, I don't think a program has been dedicated to criticize the opposition like we are doing it, because possibly for the first time, we have an opposition that is just not working.
But then look at it like this, Sujit. We are bound to criticize because they are not playing their role.
No, it's not just us. I think the whole of the country is criticizing the opposition today. The country today talks about how ineffective the opposition is.
You know, my ire is that you are supposed to be a check on the government. I don't go and sit in the parliament that I can even raise a voice. You sit in the parliament. You are supposed to counter the government's, you know, if you call it misdemeanor, bad policies, in a very proper, authoritative, intelligent manner, such that even the public opinion is carried with you. But if you do not do it, the public opinion is not with you. If you make, you know, off-the-cuff remarks of that shikanjiwala, dhabawala and mechanic types, which public, you know, wants to be even seen with you? So the entire mechanism of opposing a government is lost.
Absolutely. So I guess the thing is, while we've been criticizing the government, and we will continue, of course, to do our job, I wish the opposition, who are actually paid to do that, does at least half of what some of us in the media is doing. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.